Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Texas Longhorns begin a new era of college football as they begin life in the SEC this season. And guys, these are my best and worst case scenarios for Steve Sarkisian's program in year one of life in the SEC. And guys, let me preface by saying this. When we say best case and worst case scenarios, we're talking realistic best case, worst case. So nothing like 12-0, 0-12, right? Realistic best case and worst case. Also, guys, these are not predictions. These are simply just best case and worst case. Every single college football team, every single program has question marks. Best case, assuming the majority of those question marks worked out in the positive. The worst case, assuming the majority of those question marks worked out in the negative. So just wanted to make that clear, guys. That being said, let's go ahead and get Texas's schedule pulled up here. And I tell you this, guys, between Texas and Oklahoma, the two new members of the SEC, Texas got the far more favorable schedule. Now, it's not an easy schedule by any means, but it's definitely more favorable. I'm sure Texas fans are shedding a tear over that. But we go, guys, in the non-conference early on, right? Colorado State's an easy dub. UTSA in week three is an easy dub. But that game week two at Michigan, and I'll say this, I don't think Michigan's going to be nearly what they were last year. You lose Jim Harbaugh. You lose J.J. McCarthy. I mean, they practically lost that entire national championship team. But anytime you got to go to the big house, right, that is a tone setter early in the season. But you take care of Michigan, guys, and we'll start, by the way, by best case scenario for Texas. So you take care of Michigan in week two, guys. You're going to be 4-0 going into SEC play, right? You got UTSA, UNLV on the road. All due respect to those teams. You're going to beat them and be 4-0. But when you look at the way that the SEC schedule shakes out, guys, again, for Texas, you could not have asked for a more favorable slate, right? You have Oklahoma in that annual rivalry game. Of course, Texas is going to want to get revenge in that one. But you get State at home, right? That's your SEC opener. Georgia, they're at home. Your road games are Vandy, Arkansas, and then Texas A&M in that rivalry game to close out the season. I mean, guys, you don't really have that difficult of a road matchup outside of that finale in College Station, right? You get Georgia at home. You avoid Ole Miss. You avoid Mizzou. You avoid LSU. You avoid Tennessee, right? And outside of that, you get Florida and you get Kentucky on the home field. Texas is going to have a really high floor because, guys, the schedule sets up well. My best case scenario for Texas, guys, I mean, listen, in my opinion, if Texas beats Georgia, okay, and the Oklahoma game is tricky, don't get me wrong, but Texas can go undefeated. There is no question in my mind that Texas can go undefeated, right? The Oklahoma game, obviously, really difficult rivalry game. We all know about that one. You beat Georgia on October 19th, though, I don't see anybody beating the Texas Longhorns. That finale at Texas A&M, that's going to be wild for sure. That's going to be must-see TV. I mean, that's going to be absolutely electric, and that is certainly one where I think Texas A&M could pull the upset. I also think Texas A&M going to be a solid club this year. But Texas, if everything breaks right, right, and they play up to their full potential, Texas has more than enough to go undefeated this season. I think the best case scenario for Texas is 12-0. I don't think that is too far of a reach. I think they are realistically year one, an SEC championship contender. I think damn near a lock for the college football playoff, but certainly a contender right there at the top with Georgia for the SEC title. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Now, guys, let's talk worst case scenario. What's the worst case scenario for Texas. Like I mentioned, guys, when you look at talent and you look at schedule, I really believe that the floor is extremely high, okay? So my worst-case scenario, I look at it like this. You lose to Georgia, okay? That's a given. That's the big one that jumps out. You lose to Georgia, okay? It would then take, maybe you lose to Oklahoma back-to-back years in that rivalry game, and you lose one of two to either Michigan on the road or A&M on the road. Guys, I think outside of that, you know, if you're trying to say, well, maybe they lose to Florida, maybe they lose at you know, at Arkansas, could be interesting, right? Last time they went there, Arkansas beat the brakes off of them. But you got to think about, guys, they might lose one of these games. Texas might get upset by one of these teams. They're not going to get upset by all of them. I think the worst case scenario for the Longhorns is 9-3, and I would be really, really surprised. Guys, that's not a prediction. I'd be surprised if Texas went 9-3. I'd be very, very surprised. Now, life in the SEC is different, right? It's not about, hey, you can play kind of your C-minus game and get away with it on a week-in, week-out basis. Like, hey, you got Florida, then you got to go to Arkansas. Then you got a tough Kentucky team. Then you got to go to Texas A&M. Like, it's that week-in, week-out grind that makes it so tough. But I think Texas has enough talent-wise. I think they're going to be on a mission this year. I think on the line of scrimmage, they are built in such a way where I think they're going to have success early on. And so 9-3, I think, is the absolute worst case scenario. And guys, admittedly, I would be really surprised if Texas went 9-3 in this season. So when it comes to Texas, year one of life in the SEC, best case, worst case scenario, I've got best case 12-0, worst case 9-3. When you look at Steve Sarkisian's program, and you look at that schedule, and you look at the talent on this roster, what's your best case, worst case? Do you agree or disagree with my sentiment? And how do you feel Texas will fare in year one of life in the SEC?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.